Amen.
Bog vam blagoslovio. God bless you all. Hvala što ste došli. Evo, ovo naredno veče spremni svojim mačevima u rukama. Thank you for coming with your swords in your hands another evening. I baš me zanima kako vam se dojme ove prvi dani. Da li vas se nešto dotaklo? Da li ste osjetili prisutnost Božju?
Amen.
Have you felt in this first service is the presence of the Lord? Amen. Jer znate, sve je u tome. Sva teologija, sve doktrine i sve stvari nemaju nikakvog smisla ako reč Božja ne progovori našem srcu i izmeni ga. All the theology and all the doctrines and everything is actually without meaning if this doesn't affect our heart and change our lives. I kao što je brat Branham rekao, s ove zemlje nećemo uzeti ništa, nećemo ništa poneti, nego samo naš karakter. As brother Branham said, the only thing we will take from this earth is the character. I ako taj karakter nije izmenjen riječu, onda sva doktrina, onda sve ostalo nema nikakvog smisla. And if the word doesn't change our character, then everything doesn't really have its sense. I pogotovo želim možda usmeriti nekoliko reči našim mladima. Ne da se to ne tiče i nas starijih, ali eto, nekako imam na srcu da kažem samo nekoliko rečenica. I would like to speak to the young people especially, not that it doesn't have the effect also for us older people, but I just felt it on my heart to say a few words to the younger people. Znate, mi smo tu došli s jednim razlogom. Znači, nismo tu danas tek tako slučajno se našli. Nego je Bog prije postanka sveta u svojem zadnjem dijelu uma imao ovaj sastanak danas. Imao ovaj kamp koji se sada dešava. I on je znao tačno stanje srca svakog pojedinca. I on nas je doveo, pripremio je put, pripremio je celu historiju, pripremio je sve puteve ko rodi koga, ko stvori koga, ko se gde nađe na nekom mestu, znajući da ćemo mi svi koji smo danas tu biti tu. So back in the history, the Lord had everyone on his heart and on the back part of his mind. So it's not only some kind of coincidence we are here tonight. He knew it even from the beginning of the world. Each and everyone would be here this evening. So it's not just the case we found ourselves here. He even made all the history, all the parents, wherever someone would live and travel, whatever, that it would take us to be here this evening. I baš zbog toga želim da otvorimo naša srca. Želimo da shvatimo da je Bog danas došao na ovo mjesto da nam kaže nešto. Čak ću reći nešto više. Nek se svako od nas postavi u situaciju. Ja znam da je Bog došao danas nešto da kaže meni osobno. So we are here and we would like to believe that the Lord came and visit us today to speak to us. And furthermore, I would like to put these words. I would like every one of us to approach this evening saying, I know that Lord Jesus Christ has came this evening to speak to my own heart. I kako što smo čuli našeg brata Johna pričajući o službenim duhovima, on se pobrinuo da će reč koja će biti propovedana danas biti nešto što će nahraniti moje srce. Tako vucimo. Jer propovedanje reči, to je dvostrana stvar. Tu je propovednik, a tamo su ljudi. I propovednik ima dar, ali taj dar nije za njega. Taj dar je za nas. Da mi učemo i da dobijemo od Boga ono što On ima za nas. Because preaching of the word is actually a two-part matter going on. It's not only the preacher preaching the word. Actually, the gift he has is not for himself. The gift the preacher has is actually for all of us. So that we can pull and pull and say, Lord, feed me with the word. I need time. Ovim riječima želimo predati ovu službu našem dragome Bogu. Molim vas da ustanemo za kratku reč molitve. Aleluja. Nebeski Oče, eto došli smo pred Tobom da otvorimo naša srca, Gospode, kako bi nam mogao govoriti. We came this evening, dear Father, with open hearts, expecting that you will say something to our hearts personally. I želimo, Oče, da primimo nešto što će izmeniti naš život, što će izgraditi naš karakter, što će nas privesti bliže tebi. Want to receive a word, Lord, that would build our character, that would make a change in our heart, that would bring us closer to you. I tako mi se molimo za propovednika, mi se molimo za prevodioca, mi se molimo za pevače, mi se molimo za sve nas, Gospode, da bi stvorili takvu atmosferu, da bi taj golub mogao da siđe i nama govori ovo već. So Lord, we would like to pray for the preacher, we would like to pray for the translator, we would like to pray for the singers, we would like to pray for all of us, so that we will create an atmosphere where you could just come down as a dove, talk and speak to our hearts. Bless us, Lord, in your lovely name, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Blagoslovi nas u dragocenom imenu Gospoda Isusa Krista. Amen. Možete sjesti.
Želim Boži put da moje men, ja ću mu tu pesmu.
Da si Boži, pevao samo ja, da sam pevao svi, ja tako da sam. Ja bih vas zamolio da ustanete i da proslavljamo tebu. Počeka Gospoda novu snagu dobi, amen. Penje se ko na krilima orla, amen.
Ko čeka
Yeah.
njega molit ćemo se, amen. Zahvalimo za njegovu prisutnost, a to što nas je ljubio i otišao je na Golgotu za nas, amen. Svoj sveti život za nas je dao, amen. Život koji je sada u nama, amen. Aleluja, amen. Slava Gospodu. Ja bih zamolio brata Jošu. Vremu, da dođe da nas povede u molitvu, amen.
Sve moguće Bože, nas napravi večeras predate. Hvala ti za svaki dan. Hvala ti za ovu riječ koju čujemo. Za zajedništvo sa svaki dan. Mi smo došli očekujući, vjerujući da će naše očekivanja biti ispunjena. Govori nam večeras, Gospode, na poseban način, svakom od nas, svakom nas svoje, govori našim srcima. Da je ovo kampio ovdje, bude nešto što će promijeniti naše živote. Ma ti želim da svijetom stvarima svijeta iz nas dođe, živi prosaj se kroz nas. Hvala ti se svaki dan, predamo se u tvoje ruke, u Isus ovom imenu. Amen.
Dajemo ti hvala.
Yeah.
bendición.
Poland are going home in the morning, and we're a little concerned, brother, that they might have heard we were going to sing.
Just a moment, but first I don't sleep.
I was just going to say that we had a report that the Polish brethren are going home in the morning.
Znači upravo su čuli da će braća i sestre iz Poljske vratiti se kući ujutro.
We had a little conference and we were concerned that it might have been because we were going to sing.
I kaže, malo smo zabrinuti jer možda je izgledao da zbog toga ćemo mi trebati.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
slušali smo Djecu Božiju, amen.
Amen.
Možemo ustati da pevamo pesmu Daj mi tu staru veru, amen. Aleluja.
To je ovo koje se pijeva. I mi tu ovdje veću tebe.
U čim? Pripremi da budem.
How many want to be a sanctuary for God tonight? Amen. Let's sing this as a prayer. As we just approach the word together. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. That's what I want tonight. Amen. Let's sing this to Him. Just slip up your hand to the Lord.
Pitam se ko će podići ruke ka Gospodu.
Say, Lord, make me a sanctuary tonight, God.
Gospode, načini me svojom svetilištem.
Fill my heart with your presence, Jesus.
Ispuni mi srce tvojom prisutnošću.
As we've come to the end of this Sunday,
pošto dolazimo do kraja ove nedelje,
this is the Lord's day.
Ovo je dan Gospodnji.
We want to thank you for the resurrection.
Želimo da ti zahvalimo za uskrsnuće.
We want to thank you for opening the seal.
Želimo da zahvalimo za otvaranje pečata.
We want to thank you for sending us a message.
Zahvaljujemo ti što si nam poslao poruku.
We want to thank you for your love to us, Jesus.
Zahvaljujemo ti na tvojoj ljubavi.
That even when we were sinners,
da čak dok smo bili grešnici,
you loved us.
Ti si nas voleo.
And you still love us.
Ti nas još uvek voliš.
Bless your holy name tonight, God.
Poslijemo tvoje sveto ime.
We just want to worship you.
Želimo te proslaviti.
We want to say thank you, Jesus.
Želimo da kažemo hvala ti, Isuse.
For all that you're doing for us.
Sve što činiš za nas.
All that you've done.
Sve što si učinio.
And all that you're going to do.
Sve što ćeš učiniti.
Hallelujah. Lord, we invite you into the service.
Gospode, pozivamo te na ovu službu.
We're asking you to be the speaker.
Molimo se da ti budeš govornik.
You know our hearts.
Ti znaš naše srce.
You know our needs.
Ti znaš naše potrebe.
And we pray together.
I zajedno se molimo.
That you would meet every need.
Da ti ispuniš svaku potrebu.
Every desire.
Svaku želju.
Every thirst.
Svaku žeđ.
We love you tonight, Jesus.
Ljubimo te večeras, Isuse.
And we also pray together.
Također se molimo za
Forgive us of our sins.
Oprosti nam grehe naše.
Let our lives be under the blood tonight, God.
Neka bi naši životi bili pod krvlju večeras.
Strengthen your people.
Ojačaj svoje ljude.
It's late in the evening time.
Već je kasno, odmaklo večernje doba.
But would you come tonight and speak to us?
Hoćeš li doći večeras da nam govoriš?
In Jesus' name.
U ime Isusa.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Will you just want to have your seats for a moment?
Možete sesti za tren.
How many appreciate the fellowship you've had?
Koliko od vas cenite zajedništvo koje ste ovdje imali?
I've noticed while I'm here that you like to fellowship with one another.
Primetio sam dok sam bio ovdje da volite da imate zajedništvo jedni s drugima.
It's a little bit like heaven.
To je baš kao što će biti na nebu.
We're just going to have millions and millions and millions of years like this.
Imaćemo na milione i milione godina tako.
Isn't that wonderful?
Zar nije predivno?
We want to just remember our sister Camilla, that's our Polish translator tonight.
Želimo se pomenuti sestre Kamile, koja je naš poljski prevodilac večeras.
God bless you.
Bog te blagoslovio, sestro.
And our brother Aladdin.
I brata.
It's been so wonderful. You can say that.
They understand.
They know that you need it, brother Aladdin.
Okay.
But we're just so happy to serve the Lord together. And,
tako smo srećni što služimo Gospodu zajedno.
And we love you very much. And
mi vas veoma volimo.
I want to make a promise to you tonight.
I želim vam nešto obećati večeras.
I will preach very short.
Biću veoma kratak.
So I've got my watch here.
Tako imam sat.
And I'm going to be watching it tonight.
I ja ću ga gledati.
And I'm going to try to preach 1 hour.
I pokušat ću propovedati samo sat vremena. No.
Let's all stand to our feet.
Hajde da ustanemo na noge.
Joel chapter 1. Joel chapter 1.
Znači Joel, prva glava. Ako imate sve Biblije.
I know that these are familiar scriptures to you.
Znam da su vam ovo poznati dijelovi pisma.
But when we prepare as ministers for services like this,
ali kada se mi kao propovednici pripremamo za ovakve službe,
we do not come here to just preach sermons.
Ne dolazimo ovdje da samo ispropovedamo neku propoved.
We wait on the Lord.
Već čekamo na Gospoda.
We try to get in the channel.
Pokušavamo da uđemo u taj kanal
of the Holy Spirit.
Svetog Duha.
So that he would be able to meet your needs.
Tako da on bude u stanju da sretne vaše potrebe.
I know that you know that.
Ja znam da vi to znate.
But it's good for you to hear us say that.
Ali dobro je da čujete kako je to rečeno.
We do not take this lightly.
Jer mi ovo ne uzimamo olako.
We consider you to be the bride of Christ.
Jer mi vas smatramo vas Kristovom nevestom.
You're his wife.
Vi ste njegova žena.
And we as ministers.
A mi smo propovednici.
Must be very careful.
Moramo biti kao takvi veoma pažljivi.
How we handle the king's wife.
Kako se bavimo ili postupamo sa kraljevom ženom.
So I'll speak to you like that.
Tako da ću se na taj način obraćati k vama.
Amen. We're speaking on restoration tonight.
Govorit ćemo na temu o obnovi.
Restoration and enforcement.
To je tema je obnova i primjena prisile.
Chapter 1 verse 2.
Dakle, prva glava, idemo od drugog stiha.
Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land.
Čujte starci, slušajte svi stanovnici zemaljski.
Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers?
Je li ovako što bilo za vašeg vremena ili za vremena vaših otaca?
Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children another generation.
Pripovedite to sinovima svojim i sinovi vaši svojim sinovima i njihovi sinovi potomjem kolenu.
So it must be something very good.
Dakle, to mora biti nešto veoma dobro.
Would you agree with that?
Da li se slažete sa tim?
That we are to tell our children.
To što mi moramo reći svoje deci.
And they are to tell their children.
A onda oni to isto moraju reći svoje deci.
And their children.
A čak i sljedećoj deci.
Another generation.
I sljedećoj generaciji.
So God doesn't believe in backsliding.
Tako da Bog ne vjeruje u povratak u greh.
That's not in his mind for you.
To se ne nalazi u njegovom umu za vas.
This message is good for our children.
Poruka je dobra i za našu decu.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 4.
Četvrti stih.
That which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten.
Što osta iza gusenice izjede skakavac.
And that which the locust hath left, hath the cankerworm eaten.
I što osta iza skakavca izjede hrušt.
And that which the cankerworm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten.
I što osta iza hrušta izjede crv.
This was an army.
To je bila jedna vojska.
It was a locust.
To je bio jedan kao
four stages
okay,
of
to je bio insekt koji se nalazio u svoja četiri stadijuma razvoja.
And they wanted to eat on the fruit and on the life of the believer.
I oni žele da pojedu rodove, odnosno da isisaju život vernika.
Let's go to chapter 2.
Hajmo sada do druge glave isto Joila.
Verse 15.
I sada idemo od 15. stiha.
Blow the trumpet in Zion and sanctify a fast and call a solemn assembly.
Trubite u trubu na Sionu, naredite post i proglasite svetkovinu.
Gather the people and sanctify the congregation.
Saberite narod i osveštajte sabor.
Assemble the elders and gather the children.
Skupite starce, saberite decu.
And those that suck the breast.
I koja sisaju.
Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet.
Ženik neka izađe iz svoje kleti i nevesta iz ložnice svoje.
Let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar and let them say.
Između trema i oltara neka plaču sveštenici, sluge Gospodnje i neka reku.
I like this prayer.
Ovo mi se sviđa, ova molitva.
Spare thy people, O Lord.
Prosti Gospode.
And give not thine heritage to reproach.
I narodu svojem i ne daj našlje sa svojeg pod sramotu.
That the heathen should rule over them.
Da njima ovladaju pagani narodi.
Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God?
Zašto da kažu u narodima gde im je Bog?
Verse 21.
Stih 21, malo niže.
Are we still together?
Da li smo još zajedno?
Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. For the Lord will do great things.
Ne boj se zemljo, raduj se i veseli se, jer će Gospod učiniti velike stvari.
I believe that's prophecy.
Ja verujem da je ovo proroštvo.
He does great things.
Jer on čini velike stvari.
Amen. Verse 22.
22.
Be not afraid.
Ne bojte se.
Ye beast of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength.
Ne bojte se zveri poljske, jer će se zeleniti pasišta i pustinji i drva će se nositi rod svoj. Smokva će i loza vinova davati silu svoju.
Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause, notice that, cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month.
Malo je drugačiji prevod. I vi, sinovi sionski, radujte se i veselite se u Gospodu Bogu svojemu, jer će vam dati dažd na vreme, ispustit će vam dažd rani i pozdi na vreme.
Do you understand that verse?
Da li ste shvatili ovaj stih?
The former rain.
Imate rani dažd.
And the latter rain.
I pozdi dažd.
He would cause to come down in the same season.
On će učiniti da i rani dažd i pozdi dažd dođu u isto vreme.
A planting rain.
To je kiša koja dolazi kada se seje.
And a harvest rain.
I onda kiša koja dolazi pre
žetve. In the same season.
Doći će u isto trenutku.
Amen. We're fulfilling this scripture.
I vidite, mi ispunjavamo to pismo.
Verse 24.
Stih 24.
And the floors shall be full of wheat.
I gumna će se napuniti žita.
That's a type of the word.
To je tip reči.
The wheat is a type of the word.
A pšenica je tip reči.
So the floors is going to be full of the word.
Tako da će ta gumna biti prepuna reči.
And the fats or the containers.
A kace ili posude.
Shall overflow with wine and oil.
Će se prelivati vinom i uljem.
And wine is stimulation.
A vino predstavlja stimulaciju.
Of revelation.
Otkrivenja.
And oil is the Holy Spirit.
A ulje je Sveti Duh.
So we've been promised.
Tako nama je obećano.
That the word would be great.
Da će reč biti velika.
And that there would be stimulation.
I da će doći sa njom stimulacija.
And the Holy Spirit.
I Sveti Duh.
Praise God for that.
Slava Bogu za tu stvar.
That's happening right in this service right now.
Upravo na ovoj službi.
Verse 25.
Stih 25.
And I will restore to you the years.
I nadoknadit ću vam godine, obnovit ću vam godine.
And I will restore to you the years.
I obnovit ću vam godine.
That the locust hath eaten.
Koje izjede skakavac.
The canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you.
Koje izjede skakavac, krušti, crvi, gusenica, velika vojska moja koja, koju slah na vas.
And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dwelt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
I ješćete izobila i bit ćete siti i hvalit ćete ime Gospoda Boga svojega koji učini s vama čudesa i narod moj neće se posramiti do veka.
Aren't these wonderful scriptures?
Zar ovo nisu predivni citati Biblije?
And our last verse, verse 27.
Sada idemo u zadnji stih 27.
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed.
I poznaćete da sam ja usred Izraela i da sam ja Gospod Bog vaš i da nema drugoga i narod moj neće se posramiti do veka.
Amen. Heavenly Father.
Nebeski Oče.
It must mean so much to you.
To mora da ti puno znači.
Because you said it twice in these last two verses.
Zato što si to rekao dva puta u ova zadnja dva stiha.
My people shall never be ashamed.
Moj narod se nikad neće posramiti.
You bore our shame on Calvary.
Ti si nosio našu sramotu na Golgoti.
And we are here tonight as believers.
I mi smo večeras ovdje kao vernici.
To receive every benefit.
Da bi primili svaki blagoslov.
We wait upon you now.
I mi čekamo sada na tebe.
Let the pillar of fire.
Neka bi vatreni stup.
Settle over the service.
Došao na ovu službu.
May every evil spirit.
I neka bi svaki zli duh.
Be taken away from your people.
Bio sklonjen od tvojih ljudi.
May Satan's kingdom be crushed tonight.
Neka Sotonsko carstvo bude večeras slomljeno.
And may the kingdom of the word.
I neka kraljevstvo reči.
And may faith arise in our hearts.
Neka vera se izraste u našem srcu.
That we have been restored.
Da budemo ponovo obnovljeni.
Amen.
In Jesus name.
U ime Isusa.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can have your seat.
Možete sada sjesti.
So our scene opens up tonight.
Dakle večeras počinjemo sa jednom scenom.
Along a railroad track.
To je kao jedan vagon koji ide na šinama.
It was after the war.
To je odmah nakon što se završio rat.
As I know that many of you in these European countries.
Jer znam da mnogi od vas u ovim evropskim zemljama.
The war was a very terrible thing.
Da je ovdje rat bio jedna strahovito užasna stvar.
But I want you to step into this picture with me tonight.
Ali želim da sada zajedno sa mnom uđete u ovu sliku.
As we're standing beside of a railroad track.
Dok stojimo pored pruge.
And there's a lot of box cars and train cars.
I puno je tu različitih vagona.
And there's a lot of men that are inside of those railroad cars.
I u tim vagonima nalazi se mnoštvo ljudi.
And these men all have a disease.
I svi ti ljudi su bili bolesni.
It's a disease that is identified with soldiers.
I to je bilo jedna bolest koja je imala problem prepoznavanja vojnika.
Men and women that have seen battle.
To su ljudi i žene koje su bili u bitkama.
And they've seen war.
I vidjeli su puno toga u ratu.
And so after the war and these soldiers.
I odmah nakon rata ti vojnici.
They had a program.
Imali su jedan program za sebe.
Because these men came back from war.
Zato što su se ljudi vraćali iz ratova.
And they didn't know where their families were.
I nisu mogli da se sete gdje im se nalaze porodice.
They didn't know who they were.
Čak nisu znali ni ko su oni sami.
And it caused them to not even know where their home was.
Tako da je to prouzrokovalo da više nisu znali ni gdje im se tačno nalazi kuća.
But the country had a program.
Ali zemlja je osmislila jedan program za njih.
They were trying to take these soldiers across the nation.
Oni su pokušali da sprovedu te vojnike.
And they were stopping at certain villages and cities.
I da ih zaustavljaju u određenim gradovima ili mestima.
Hoping that some of the families of these men would recognize them.
Nadajući se da će neko iz njihovih porodica prepoznati te ljude.
And on their way across the country.
I onda na putu kako su išli kroz zemlju.
If they could not find their families.
Ako ne bi mogli pronaći svoju porodicu.
Then they would be going to an insane asylum, a sanitarium.
Onda bi išli u ono što bi mi nazvali psihijatriju.
And they would have to be like that for the rest of their life.
Morali bi ostati kao takvi do kraja svog života.
See this disease that we're speaking about.
Vidite bolest o kojoj se ovdje govori.
It's called amnesia.
Zove se amnezija ili zaborav.
Have you heard of that before?
Da li ste čuli za tu reč ranije?
There's natural amnesia.
Postoji prirodni zaborav ili amnezija.
And then there's spiritual amnesia.
Ali također i duhovna amnezija.
And this condition that these soldiers had.
I u to stanje u kome su se nalazili ti vojnici.
It's caused from shock.
Je prouzrokovao jedan strašan šok.
It can also be caused by worry.
To je također i prouzrokovala zabrinutost u kojoj su bili.
It's caused by getting between two opinions.
To je isto prouzrokovano jer su se ljuljali između dva mišljenja.
And a person begins to lose their reasoning.
I osoba bi počela da gubi svoj način rasuđivanja.
They begin to lose their mind.
Počeli su da gube svoj um.
They don't know who they are.
Više nisu znali ko su.
They don't know where they belong.
I nisu znali kome i gde pripadaju.
It affects even married people.
To se desilo čak i sa oženjenim ljudima.
They don't know even who they're married to.
Više nisu mogli prepoznati ni svoju ženu.
That sounds like a lot of people today.
A to zvuči meni kao što je i mnogim, sa mnogim ljudima danas.
They don't know who their real husband is.
Oni ne znaju ko im je muž.
Who their real wife is.
Oni ne znaju ko je žena.
It's amnesia.
To je sve amnezija.
They don't know who their children are.
Oni ne znaju ko su im deca.
They don't know who their father is.
Oni čak ne znaju ko im je otac.
Who their mother is.
I ko im je majka.
They don't know who's their neighbor.
Oni ne znaju ko su im komšije.
See, because they've been in the battle.
Vidite, sve zato što su bili u bitci.
So they start to lose trust with everything around them.
Tako da su počeli da gube poverenje u sve što je bilo oko njih.
Spiritual amnesia happens to even people in the message.
A ta duhovna amnezija se desila čak i sa ljudima koji su sledbenici ove poruke.
They start to act like the world.
Oni polako počinju da se ponašaju kao svet.
They start to live like the world.
Počinju polako živeti kao oni u svetu.
They talk like the world.
Govore kao ljudi.
They sing like the world.
Pevaju kao u svetu.
They drift like the world.
I polako bivaju vođeni kao oni u svetu.
It's a disease.
A to je bolest.
Amen.
Amen.
People forget where the blessings come from.
Ljudi su polako zaboravili odakle dolaze blagoslovi.
They forget about holiness.
Zaboravili su šta je svetost.
They forget the word.
Zaboravili su šta kaže reč.
They forget prayer.
Zaboravili su molitve.
But I'm thankful for the promise.
Ali sam zahvalan za obećanje.
I will restore to you.
Ja ću obnoviti.
Amen. I'll bring back your right mind.
Ja ću vam vratiti zdrav razum.
I'll let you know who you are.
Ja ću vam otkriti ko ste.
I will heal you.
Ja ću vas u stvari izlečiti.
So he sends his word.
Tako da on šalje svoju reč.
And it heals the people.
I leči svoj narod.
Amen. Let's go back to these soldiers.
Hajde da se još malo vratimo na vojnike.
It's a very sad picture.
Veoma tužna slika.
As they start to get off the train.
Kako su počeli da silaze iz tih vagona?
They're at a certain village, a certain train stop.
Bilo je tamo jedno određeno selo, neko mjesto gdje su se zaustavili.
And they start to walk around and stretch their arms and stretch their legs.
Počeli su da se šetaju okolo, da tegle ruke, tegle noge.
There's many of these soldiers just walking around and getting some fresh air.
I mnogi vojnici su se tuda šetali okolo samo da uhvate malo svežeg vazduha.
And of course there's guards guarding these men.
I naravno oko tih ljudi su bili postavljeni stražari.
Because you never know what someone's going to do that has amnesia.
Jer nikad ne znate šta će neka osoba uraditi koja ima amneziju.
And all of a sudden one of these young men.
I iznenada jedan od tih mladih ljudi.
He just began to act a little strange.
Počeo je malo čudno da se ponaša.
Because up on the hill there.
Zato što tamo gore negde na brdu.
There was like a water tank for the city.
Tamo su bili rezervoari sa vodom koji napajaju grad.
And he just started to look around.
I on je počeo da gleda okolo. svuda oko.
Started to rub his face and
počeo je da trlja oči.
And he started to look at the surroundings.
I počeo je da posmatra okolinu.
And he looked again and
i ponovo je pogledao.
He saw the water tank.
I video je te rezervoare vode.
He saw the train station.
Video je željezničku stanicu.
And all of a sudden he just started walking up this little pathway.
I iznenada je krenuo jednim malim putićem.
And the guard, instead of stopping him,
a stražar, umjesto da ga zaustavi,
thought he'd just watch him for a little while.
Mislio je, ajde malo ću da ga osmotrim.
So he started walking down this pathway.
Tako on je krenuo tim putićem.
And it went into the trees.
I krenuo je tamo negdje među drva.
Then it came up and the man made a left-hand turn.
A onda se zaokrenuo nalevo.
And he went up over a hill.
I prešao je preko jednog brda.
Then he made a right-hand turn.
A onda se zaokrenuo nadesno.
Then it went up over another hill.
Pa je prešao preko drugog brda.
And the guard was following this man.
I dok je taj stražar pratio čovjeka,
all of a sudden it just opened up into a great big clearing.
Odjedan put mu je sve počelo da bude jasno i jasnije.
And in the middle of this clearing was a log cabin.
I usred tog jasnog vidika bila je jedna mala drvena kućica.
It had a porch, a front porch on it.
Tamo je bilo neko pred krem je bio.
And there was this old man came running down off of the porch.
I jedan stari čovjek je istrčao preko trema.
And he started to scream out to this young man.
I počeo da viče ka tom malom mladom čovjeku.
My son, my son.
Sine, sine.
I knew that you'd come home.
Znao sam da ćeš se vratiti kući.
And all of a sudden,
i iznenada,
this young man, he came to himself.
Taj mladić je došao k sebi.
That was home.
To je bio moj dom.
And his amnesia left him.
I amnezija ga je napustila.
And he was made whole.
I bio isceljen.
Friends, that's just like the word of God.
Prijatelji, tako je i sa Božjom rečju.
Aren't you so happy for the word?
Zar niste sretni zbog Božje reči?
That when it comes by your way,
kada ona dođe u vaš život,
and you begin to come to your senses,
i vi počinjete da dolazite k sebi,
that is your home.
To je vaš dom.
That's where happiness is.
To je ono zbog čega se radujete.
That's where his father was.
To je mesto gdje je bio njegov otac.
I'm so happy that train stopped at that village.
Tako mi je drago što je taj voz stao baš u tom selu.
I'm so glad Jesus came by this village.
Drago mi je što Isus prošao i kroz ovo selo.
Are you glad about that?
Mi je drago.
The Bible speaks about the woman at the well.
Biblija govori o ženi kraj studenca.
It was in a city near Samaria.
Ona je bila tamo kod grada zvanim Samaria.
And the Bible says,
a Biblija kaže,
that Jesus,
da Isus
had a need,
je imao potrebu,
to go by Samaria.
Da prođe kraj Samarije.
I want to say this to you tonight, believers.
Želim vama vernicima da kažemo,
Jesus Christ,
Isus Krist,
has a need,
ima potrebu,
to come by this village tonight.
Da prođe i kroz ovo selo večeras.
Amen.
A šta da je taj voz samo nastavio da ide?
What if it would have stopped at the next village?
Šta da se zaustavio u sljedećem selu?
That young man would have never found home.
Mladić nikad ne bi našao svoj dom.
He would have never came to himself.
Nikada ne bi došao k sebi.
Is that true?
Zar nije istina?
He probably would have ended up in a far away land.
Vjerovatno bi mislio da je to neka daleka, daleka zemlja.
But God had another plan for his life.
Ali Bog imao drugi plan za njega.
It's restoration.
A to je bila obnova.
It's his word for your life.
To je riječ za vaš život.
And God has another plan for your life tonight.
A Bog ima drugi plan za vaš život večeras.
Come home to the word.
Dođite kući u riječ.
Come home to his presence.
Dođite kući u njegovu prisutnost.
Come back to your ought to be condition.
Vratite se u stanje u kome morate biti.
Soldiers of the cross.
Vi vojnici krsta.
Shocked with so much of this world that we see.
Koji ste toliko ranjeni od ovog sveta koji gledamo.
Come back to yourself.
Vratite se k sebi.
Come back to the nation.
Vratite se u to stanje.
This holy nation.
Ovo je sveta nacija.
It is not Serbia.
Ovo nije Srbija.
It is not Croatia.
Niti je Hrvatska.
It is not Poland.
Niti Poljska.
It is not Romania.
Niti Rumunija.
It is the presence of God.
To je Božje prisustvo.
Hallelujah. Burst out into this clearing.
Kad je video sve to razjašnjeno,
and be healed.
Postao je isceljen.
That's his desire.
To je bila njegova želja.
Let's stay with our thought tonight.
Hajde da se zadržimo i dalje sa ovom mišlju večeras.
On restoration.
u obnovi
and enforcement.
I primjena prisile.
Because in the book of Joel here that we read in chapter 1 verse 3.
Zato što smo tu čitali u knjizi Joila, prva glava, treći stih.
The Bible says tell your children of it.
Biblija kaže recite svojoj deci o tome.
And let your children tell their children.
I neka vaša deca kažu svojoj deci.
And their children another generation.
Deca sljedećoj generaciji.
So restoration is here tonight.
Dakle, večeras je ovdje ta obnova.
And I'm just reading out of restoration of the bride tree.
I sada ću čitati iz propovedi obnova nevestinog drveta.
How many love the message?
Koliko vas vole ovu poruku?
Amen.
Brother Branham said the word restore.
Brat Branham je rekao da reč obnoviti
means to return to the former owner.
Znači vratiti se pređašnjem vlasniku.
Or to bring back to the former state of condition.
Ili biti vraćen u prethodno stanje.
Restore means to bring back to the former owner.
Obnoviti znači vratiti pređašnjem vlasniku.
Or to bring back to a former state of condition.
Ili vratiti u pređašnje stanje.
Friends, we are going back to God.
Vidite, prijatelji, mi se vraćamo Bogu.
Back to that condition that God had in his mind.
To stanje koje Bog ima u svom umu.
Amen. So restore means to bring back.
Dakle, obnoviti znači vratiti nazad.
He says,
on kaže,
it's rightful owner.
Taj pravi vlasnik.
Where it belongs.
Gde to i pripada.
Some way. Some way.
Na neki način.
It went away from its rightful owner and can wander around anywhere.
To je napustilo svog pravog vlasnika i na neki način to je odlutalo od njega.
That sounds like Cain's children.
To mi zvuči kao sa Kainovom decom.
They're wanderers.
Oni su lutalice.
Do you remember that?
Da li se sjećate toga?
Fallen stars.
Pale zvezde.
That happened way back with the angels and Lucifer.
Što se desilo još davno sa anđelima i sa Luciferom.
When Lucifer fell.
Kada je Lucifer pao.
And a third of the angels fell with him.
Sa njim je palo i trećina anđela.
But there was a part of those angels.
Ali bio je deo tih anđela.
That was not deceived.
Koji nisu bili prevareni.
And you've got to identify your life.
A vi morate prepoznati svoj život.
As part of the seed of God.
Kao deo Božijeg semena.
That cannot be deceived.
Koje ne može biti prevareno.
Amen.
Amen.
And you may wander around for years and years.
I možda ste lutali okolo godinama i godinama.
But God is going to bring you back.
Ali Bog će vas vratiti nazad.
He's going to restore you back to
On
himself.
Će vas obnoviti nazad sebi.
Oh, that's a beautiful story.
To je predivna priča.
It's not just a story.
To nije samo priča.
It's reality, friends.
Stvarnost.
We're going back to God.
Mi se vraćamo Bogu.
Can I ask you a question here in this service?
Postaviti pitanje na ovoj službi?
Why are you all here?
Zbog čega ste ovdje?
I know it's not to hear me.
Znam sigurno da to nisam ja.
We're going back to God.
Mi se vraćamo Bogu.
We're traveling tonight.
Mi putujemo večeras.
We're in heavenly places.
Mi smo u nebeskim mjestima.
That's where the believer lives.
To je mjesto gdje živi vjernik.
Restoration.
U obnovi.
Amen. Amen.
I knew there was a message.
Znao sam da ima neka poruka.
I'll get to it, Brother Jonathan.
Doći ću do toga, Brother Jonathan.
All right.
I'm
coming to it. Enforcement. We'll get to it in just a moment. I'm speaking about restoration. Don't you love restoration?
Zanevolite tu obnovu.
I was listening to Brother Branham this morning.
Slušao sam brata Branhama.
Speaking about restoration.
Kako govori o obnovi.
And he was talking about being in a certain meeting.
I on je govorio da je bio na jednom skupu.
Where there was a pastor friend of his.
Da je bio jedan njegov pastir prijatelj.
And they did not believe the same.
I nisu vjerovali baš isto, jel?
There were things that they disagreed on.
Postojale su stvari u kojima se baš nisu slagali.
But Brother Branham said this.
No, brat Branham je rekao.
He said because.
Rekao je zato što.
The anointing was on me.
Što je pomazanje bilo na meni.
When I spoke the word.
Kada sam govorio reč.
It didn't matter to that brother.
It didn't
matter.
Nije bilo bitno za tog brata.
I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
All that. Let him know that I'm paraphrasing.
On sada parafrazira.
In other words,
drugim rečima,
we can disagree on something.
Mi se možemo u nekim stvarima ne slagati.
But it's the anointing,
ali pomazanje je ono,
the Holy Spirit,
Sveti Duh,
that will bring the word,
koji će doneti reč,
to our hearts,
našem srcu.
Do you believe that?
Da li verujete u tome?
And they remain friends for many, many years.
I onda su čak ostali prijatelji mnogo godina.
Because it's not just being right in your doctrine.
Jer nije samo u pitanju da ste ispravni u svojoj doktrini.
It's having the right spirit with that.
Već sa tim mora da ide i dobar duh.
That will bring restoration to our people.
Koji će doneti obnovu našim ljudima.
Amen. 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 I've got to continue on. My watch keeps going
moram
around and around.
Moram nastaviti, sad se brzo pomeram.
So restoration means to restore, to bring back.
Dakle, obnova znači vratiti nazad.
Back to its natural estate where it was the first time.
Nazad u prirodno stanje gdje je to bilo i u početku, prvo put.
Amen. So enforcement.
Dakle, govorimo sada o primjeni prisile, odnosno da nešto potvrdimo sa autoritetom.
Brother Branham says, Brother Branham says, oh, what a text.
Brat Branham kaže, kakav tekst, kakva tema.
I'd like to have 2 days on that, to enforce.
Voleo bih da imam čak 2 dana na tu temu.
Enforce.
Na tu temu primjena sile ili kako, autoritet koji potvrđuje određenu stvar.
Just listen closely, because I'm not going to be long tonight.
Slušajte veoma pažljivo, jer neću biti jako dug večeras.
We have the privilege.
Mi imamo jednu privilegiju.
To enforce upon Satan.
Da primenimo autoritet ili silu naspram Sotone.
The claims that God give us.
Ta prava koja nam Bog daje.
For God has a law.
Jer Bog ima jedan zakon.
And his word is a law.
A reč njegova je zakon.
And God in this word,
a Bog u ovoj reči,
made certain claims to the church.
Ima određene zahteve od crkve.
Therefore,
zbog toga,
we have a right,
mi imamo pravo,
to force these claims upon Satan.
Da silom primenimo autoritet naspram Sotone.
And we say to Satan,
i mi kažemo Sotoni,
give it back.
Vrati to nazad.
Give it back.
Vrati to nazad.
Why don't you say that?
Zašto vi ne kažete to?
Give it back.
Vrati mi to nazad.
Amen.
Amen.
Give it back.
Vrati mi to nazad.
You're not speaking to me, you're speaking to Satan.
Govorite meni, Sotoni.
The robber.
To je pljačkaš.
The thief.
To je lopov.
Trying to destroy you.
Koji pokušava da vas uništi.
For many, many years.
Već mnogo godina to pokušava.
He's tried to destroy you.
On pokušava sve da vas uništi.
Trying to bring a separation in your marriages.
Pokušava da rastavi vaše brakove.
To tear up your families.
Da pokida vaše porodice.
To divide your churches.
Da podeli vaše crkve.
To take you to hell.
Da vas odvede u pakao.
But in this end time,
ali na kraju vremena,
there's been a message released to you.
Poruka poslana vama.
I will restore.
Ja ću obnoviti.
That wasn't Brother Branham saying that.
To nije brat Branham rekao.
That wasn't just the prophet Joel.
To nije ni bio samo prorok Joel.
That was God saying that to you.
Rekao.
I will restore you back.
Ja ću vas obnoviti nazad.
Not just the hours or the days.
Ne samo u časovima kroz dan.
Not just the months.
Ne samo u mjesecima.
But years.
Već godine ću vam.
Years.
Godine ću vam.
A long time Satan has worked on your heart.
Vreme koje Sotona radio sa vama.
This is the day for your release.
Današnji dan.
It's time to come home.
Sad je vreme da dođete kući.
And be healed of that amnesia.
I budete izlečeni od amnezije.
Hallelujah. Somebody do battle with me tonight.
Neko se sad sa mnom bori.
We have a right.
Mi imamo pravo
to force these claims on Satan.
Da autoritetom prisilimo Sotonu.
And say give it back.
I kažemo mu vrati to nazad.
Are you listening?
Da li slušate?
And he has to do it.
A on mora to da uradi.
He has to let go.
Mora da pusti tu stvar.
If a robber would come to your house,
dakle, ako bi pljačkaš ušao u vašu kuću,
while you've been at these meetings,
dok ste sad na ovim skupovima.
And steal a wonderful picture that you have on the wall.
I ukradi vam najlepšu sliku sa vašeg zida.
That came way back from your family somewhere.
To je negdje još nasljedstvo od vaše porodice.
That's your property.
To je nešto što je vaše.
So you go back home from these meetings.
I vratite se kući sa ovih skupova.
And this beautiful picture is gone.
I nemate predivne slike.
And you go to the police.
I vi odete u policiju.
And you say, I have had something taken from me.
I kažete, znate nešto si mi ukrali.
It is my property.
To je moje vlasništvo.
And a thief has come.
A lopov je došao.
And taken something from me.
I to je ukrao od mene.
That is mine.
Što pripada meni.
And I'm asking the law.
I ja zahtevam po pravdi zakona.
To go after them.
Da idete da ga nađete.
Do you understand that?
Da li razumete?
That's what it is spiritually.
To je i također duhovno.
When God has given to the church,
kada Bog daje nešto crkvi,
and restored back all things,
i ponovo obnavlja nazad sve stvari,
and Satan is a thief,
a Sotona je taj koji je lopov,
he's a robber,
on je pljačkaš,
and he comes to steal your joy,
i on dolazi da vam ukrade radost,
take away your peace,
da oduzme vama mir,
take away your satisfaction,
da oduzme vaše zadovoljstvo,
takes away your faith,
da vam ukrade veru,
and you have a right,
a vi imate pravo,
I'm speaking to you tonight,
ja govorim vama,
to go to God,
da idete odmah ka Bogu,
and to speak to Satan,
i da govorite Sotoni,
and say, give me back,
i kažete, vrati mi to nazad,
my property,
to je moje vlasništvo.
You don't ask the devil, please give me back.
Vi ne kažete đavolu, molim te vrati mi to.
It's an enforcement.
Već to je sila koja prisiljava sa autoritetom.
It's a command.
To je zapovest.
Give back my property.
Vrati mi moje vlasništvo.
And Brother Branham said this.
I ovdje brat Branham kaže.
He has to do it.
On to mora učiniti.
Amen. Because.
Zato što
we can take God's agent,
zato što možemo uzeti Božijeg agenta,
the Holy Spirit,
koji je Sveti Duh,
and go right down on our knees,
i da kleknemo na kolena,
and say, it's thus saith the Lord,
i kažemo, to je tako govori Gospod,
and he's got to give it up,
a on mora odustati od toga,
because the Holy Spirit is there,
zato što se tu nalazi Sveti Duh,
to make him do it,
koji ga prisiljava da on to učini.
Hallelujah! Praise God!
Slava Bogu!
Aren't you so happy that the scripture is true?
Zar niste sretni što je pismo istinito?
That two or three of you,
da vas dvoje ili troje,
would agree on one thing.
Ako se složite samo u jednoj stvari,
you can have whatever you have.
Možete imati šta god želite.
And if you would gather in his name,
i ako se skupite u njegovo ime,
that he would be in the midst of the people.
On će doći među svoj narod.
Friends, I encourage you tonight.
Prijatelji, ja vas hrabrim.
This land,
ova zemlja,
is your land.
Je vaša zemlja.
And you have a right given to you from God.
Vi imate pravo na nju da vam to Bog da.
To claim back every possession.
Da zahtevate svako pravo vlasništva.
And you need to speak to the devil tonight.
I vi večeras morate govoriti đavolu.
And get back your property.
I da uzmete nazad svoje vlasništvo.
Amen. Brother Branham said.
Brat Branham kaže.
The law of the land.
Zakon zemlje
is to enforce,
je da autoritetom prisili da se sprovodi zakon.
I know that's a difficult word.
Znam da je malo reč.
But that's what the Lord laid on my heart to speak to.
Bog mene stavio na srce o čemu da govorim.
Maybe we need to understand that a little bit more.
Možda moramo to još malo bolje razumjeti.
It's not a time to be ashamed.
Ovo nije vrijeme da se stidimo.
Or come to the devil like this.
Da dođete kod đavola, vidite kako.
He's ministering faith to you.
On vam ovog trenutka služi veru.
Faith cometh by hearing.
A vera dolazi od slušanja.
Hearing the word of God.
Slušanja reči Božje.
So the right word.
Tako ispravna reč.
Through the right channel,
govori kroz ispravan
kanal, will bring the right result,
će doneti ispravne rezultate,
in the right seat of God,
pravo je srcu Božije.
Friends, you've got to believe tonight.
Prijatelji, morate vjerovati.
You can't disbelieve this.
Nesmete ovo ne vjerovati.
This is your anchor.
Ovo je vaše sidrište.
This is your only hope.
Ovo je jedina nada.
It's thus saith the Lord.
To je tako govori Gospod.
I will restore.
Vi ste obnovljeni.
That's your promise.
To je vaše obećanje.
Just take that tonight.
Samo ga uzmite.
So that's a personal promise to me.
To je lično obećanje meni, recite.
But the battle's not over yet.
Ali bitka još nije gotova.
You and I need to go to Satan.
Vi i ja moramo idemo ka
Satanu. That's where the battle is.
I tu je ta bitka.
And we're battling right now.
I mi upravo sada.
I'm working with you, brother. sisters.
Ja go radim sa vama.
These are your rights.
Jer to su vaša prava.
Satan,
Sotono,
give it back.
Vrati nazad.
I'm bringing back my healing.
I vrati mi nazad iscelenje.
I receive the Holy Ghost.
Primam Svetog.
I'm coming all the way.
Ja dolazim celim putem.
Aleluja.
The Spirit of God,
Duh Boži,
is to force Satan
je da natera Sotonu
to give up that which he has unrightfully
da odustane od onoga što na što on nema pravo
and deceitfully taken from God
i od onoga što je na prevaru ukrao od Boga
souls of men
a to su ljudske duše
that he took from God
koje on ukrao od Boga
souls of women
duše žena
children
dece
amen
souls of children.
Da, duše I dece.
He's trying to destroy your children.
On pokušava uništiti
that are here in the service right now.
I upravo ovdje na ovoj službi.
And you as a parent
a vi ste roditelj,
should be applying the token.
Morate primijeniti
not saying back like this.
Nemojte ovako da sedite.
But saying God meet my children God.
Recite, Gospode, ja
fill them with the Holy Spirit.
Ispuni ih svetim
duhom. We need this type of word.
Nama je potrebna ovakva reč.
Give them a revelation God.
Daj njima otkrivenje Bože.
They are not of this world.
Oni nisu od ovog
svijeta. Not of Laodicea.
Oni nisu od Laodicea.
They're from another dimension.
Oni su iz druge dimenzije.
They are from another place.
Oni su iz drugog mesta.
And don't stop there.
I nemojte tu stati.
You as a parent.
Vi kao roditelj.
And we as ministers.
A mi kao propovednici.
We have the authority given us.
Imamo autoritet
to cast out devils.
Da izbacimo đavola.
You believe that?
Da li vjerujete?
Amen.
Evil spirits.
Zli duhovi.
That would afflict our people.
Koji muče naše ljude.
You are God's people.
A vi ste Boži ljudi.
Gifts in the body.
Bog je stavio darove u telo.
To speak to evil spirits. And speak to demon spirits. To take their hands off of God's property. Amen. And I'm not ashamed of that. I'm one of those ministers. And Satan has no right on you to destroy your life. You are a free people. Souls of men.
Ljudske duše.
Souls of women.
Duše žena.
Souls of children.
Duše dece.
Sickness.
Bolest.
Of the body.
Naših tela.
I understand one of our Polish sisters.
Razumem da je jedna od naših Poljakinja, jedna sestra.
Has need of prayer tonight.
Ima potrebu za molitvom večeras.
There's a reason why we didn't pray for you before the service.
Postoji razlog što se nismo molili odmah za vas ovdje na službi.
It's because I knew what the Lord had laid on our hearts.
Ja sam znao šta nam je Gospod stavio na srce.
And I believe that sickness has to leave.
I ja vjerujem da bolest mora da te napusti.
That devil has to leave.
Taj đavo mora da te napusti.
That spirit has to go.
Taj duh mora da ode odavde.
Because you as God's people.
Zato što si ti Božje
dete. Is asking for it tonight. It is Satan that puts sickness on God's people.
Sotona je taj koji stavlja bolesti na Boži narod.
It is Satan that hinders hearts from coming to where they ought to be with God.
Sotona je taj koji sprečava ljudska srca da dođu na mesto ispravnog odnosa sa Bogom.
But there's a strong angel standing there tonight.
Ali postoji ovdje moćni anđel.
Jesus Christ.
Isus Krist.
And he's waving his promises over you.
On maše sa svojim obećanjima.
Saying, ask. Ask.
Kao?
And you shall receive. Seek.
Molite.
And you shall find.
Inaći ćete to.
Knock.
Kucajte.
And it shall be opened unto you.
Otvoreno.
For everyone.
Za svakoga
that asketh.
Koji bude to
naći. Shall receive.
Bit primiđen.
Praise be to God.
Slava Bogu.
We ought to be happy tonight.
Mi bi trebali biti srećni.
Satan is defeated.
Jer Sotona je poraženo biće.
God made man in his image.
Bog je stvorio čovjeka na svoj lik.
Are you listening?
Jes čujete ovo?
God made you in his image.
Bog je na vas načinio na svoj lik.
To be like him.
Da bi bili baš kao on.
And the church,
a crkva,
I'm quoting now,
citira,
is given the rightful legal rights.
Crkvi je dano njeno ispravno pravo na koje
authority.
Ima autoritet.
By the Bible.
Kroz Bibliju.
To take the Holy Spirit.
Da uzme Svetog Duha.
And enforce this.
I da to primeni autoritetom u sili.
Upon them.
Na njima, na njih. da to primene na sebe.
Praise God.
Slava Bogu.
There was a brother Branham. There was a very poor man in brother Branham's day.
Bio jedan veoma siromašan čovjek u danima brata Branhama.
His name was brother Evans.
Bio je, zvao se brat Evans.
And he would drive many, many kilometers.
I vozio je jako dugo, puno kilometara.
To come to the services.
Samo da bi dolazio na te službe.
And in this certain meeting,
i na tom jednom na jednoj službi,
he had driven it would be about 1200 kilometers one way.
Znači, to je bilo 1200 kilometara u jednom pravcu.
To come to the meeting.
Samo da bi došao na službu.
And someone stole his car.
A nekomu je ukrao automobil.
And he was a very poor brother.
A bio je siromašan čovjek, brat.
And he didn't know what to do.
I nije znao šta da radi s time.
So they turned it into the police.
Tako da su prijavili policiji.
But there was a big racket or thievery going on in that Louisville, Jeffersonville area.
Tamo u tom u oblasti Louisville, u oblasti Jeffersonville, tamo je bio jedan lanac, lopovski lanac, vjerojatno su ukrali automobile.
That's where I was born.
Tamo sam bio rođen, ja.
People were stealing cars.
Ljudi su krali automobile.
Then they would go and paint them.
A onda bi ih prefarbali.
And they would change the title.
Promenili bi gume ili marku.
Then they would sell them.
I onda bi tako promenjene automobile prodali.
But brother Branham said this.
No, brat Branham je rekao ovo.
We got down on our knees.
Smo kleknuli.
See, we're speaking about restoration.
Vidite, on govori o obnovi.
And enforcement.
I o primjeni sile u autoritetu.
Are we together?
Da li smo zajedno?
He said four or five men.
Rekao je pet ili četvoro petoro ljudi.
We knelt down.
Mi smo kleknuli.
And I pleaded this case with God.
I ja sam izneo taj slučaj pred Boga.
Friends, we're living in an hour. We are living in an hour.
Jer mi živimo u času
when the police aren't gonna be able to help you.
Kada policija neće moći više da vam pomogne.
Politics isn't gonna be able to help you.
A politika vam više neće moći pomoći.
Education isn't gonna be able to help you enough.
Ni obrazovanje više neće biti u stanju da nam pomogne.
We need Jesus on the scene.
Nama će biti potreban Isus.
Call Jesus on the scene.
Izovite Isusa na scenu.
We're calling on you tonight.
Mi te zovemo, Gospode.
Get your cell phone, thank you.
Imaš li mobilni?
Let's call Jesus on the scene.
Amen.
Amen. Who wants to call him on the scene?
Hajde da ga pozovemo. Ko želi da ga pozove?
I'll give him a cell phone.
Evo, baciš ti telefon.
On the scene.
Hajde pozove ga.
Yes. Just call his number.
Samo okreni njegov broj.
He's not hard of hearing.
On nema problema sad da čuje.
He knows your thoughts. He knows your thoughts.
On zna i vaše misli.
In fact,
u stvari,
your thoughts are heard louder in heaven.
Vaše misli su glasnije na nebu. Možete reći, Gospode, treba mi pomoć.
But in heaven,
ali u nebu,
that was thundering through heaven.
To je bio grom kroz nebo.
My people are praying to me.
Moji ljudi mi se mole.
They have a request for me.
Imaju zahtjev od mene.
You might even just bow your head tonight.
Možda ste samo pobili glavu večeras.
It might be something so secret in your heart.
Možda je to neka velika tajna vaših srca.
That maybe no one else knows.
Možda niko o tome ništa ne zna.
He knows.
Ali on zna.
Zna sve o tome. So brother Branham got down on his knees.
Brat Branham je kleknuo.
And he began to cry out to God.
Počeo je da viče ka Bogu.
Four or five brothers.
Njih četvoro petoro.
And he said, I took the word.
I on je rekao, uzeo sam reč.
The promise.
Obećanje.
And I sent it forth.
I poslao sam ga napred.
And the great Holy Spirit.
I veliki sveti duh.
He took the word.
Je uzeo te reči.
And he began to serve the servants.
I počeo je da počeo da deli te papire s kojim pozivnice.
The Holy Spirit served Satan notice.
Ok, sveti duh je dao, poslao Sotoni kao jedno obaveštenje. Ok.
Thank God in heaven there'll be one language.
Amen. Hvala Bogu što će nebu biti jedan jezik. Amen.
Serbian.
Nećete biti Srbi.
Slačka ću vam reći.
niti Poljaci. Amen.
Then Brother Branham said, a vision broke out.
Brat Branham je rekao, došla je vizija.
Just listen real closely.
Slušajte pažljivo.
I'm almost finished.
Već sam skoro gotov.
He said, I saw a man.
Rekao je, vidio sam čovjeka.
Driving.
Kako vozi.
With a yellow shirt on.
Na sebi imao žutu košulju.
And the Holy Spirit came on him.
A Sveti Duh se spustio na njega.
And condemned him.
I osudio ga.
And he turned around.
I on se okrenuo kolima.
He was about halfway to Bowling Green.
Bio je već na pola puta do Bowling Greena u Kentucky.
And I saw him come back.
I vidio sam ga kako se vraća.
And parked the car.
I parkirao je kola.
On a certain street.
U jednoj ulici.
Over across the river.
Preko reke.
And I raised up.
I ja sam ustao.
And I told the brethren.
I rekao sam braći.
It's thus saith the Lord.
To je tako kaže Gospod.
Amen.
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 That's what we need tonight.
To je ono što nama treba večeras.
Amen. Amen.
So the brothers, they started out.
Tako braća su krenula.
And they went on down the road.
I otišli su putem.
And there was the car.
A tamo gle kola.
Sitting right there.
Upravo tamo.
Half empty with gasoline.
Bila su pola ispražnjena u benzinu.
The man drove there and come back.
Zato što je čovjek vozio do tamo i vratio ih nazad.
And Brother Branham said, what is it?
A brat Branham je rekao, šta je to?
Enforcing.
To je primjena sile u autoritetu.
Give it back.
Vrati nazad.
Give it back.
Vrati nazad.
Friends, God's not so much concerned about what car you drive.
Prijatelji, Bog se ne brine baš toliko kakva kola vozi. Kući živite.
It's your heart.
Već srce je upitno.
He wants to bring it back.
Želi to vratiti nazad.
It's your health.
Vaše zdravlje.
It's part of the promise.
To je deo obećanja.
I will restore.
A ja ću obnoviti.
But when we pray together.
No kad se mi zajedno
there's
molimo.
Power in prayer.
Postoji sila u molitvi.
And the Holy Spirit will go after that.
A Sveti Duh će krenuti za time.
Satan has to give it up.
A Sotona mora odustati od toga.
So
mi kao vernici,
we just ask the Lord.
Zamolimo Gospoda.
I believe there's a lot of Hattie Wright sitting in this meeting here.
Dosta Hattie Wrighta.
She was a poor woman too.
Ona je bila također sirota žena.
I've been in her home.
I bio je u njenoj kući. Bio je on u njenoj kući.
She didn't make but $200 a year.
Ona je zarađivala samo $200 godišnje.
That's about 300 euros a year.
To je 300 evra godišnje.
And she had two unbelieving children.
I imala je dvoje neverne dece.
And she was just sitting in a little testimony service just in her home.
I sedela je na jednoj maloj vrsti službe svedočanstva.
And the prophet was speaking about the third pool.
A prorok je govorio o trećem potezu.
And the power of the spoken word.
I o sili izgovorene reči.
And she was just a housewife.
A ona je bila samo domaćica.
Just a mother.
Samo majka.
I want to show you how much power is in you tonight.
Želim da vam pokažem koliko sile leži u vama večeras.
And when she heard the word.
Kada je čula reč.
She just said that's nothing but the truth.
Samo je rekla to nije ništa drugo nego sama
istina. And that stopped God.
To je zaustavilo Boga.
That pleased the Lord.
To je ugodilo Gospodu.
And he spoke to a prophet.
I on je rekao proroku.
And he said tell Hattie Wright.
I rekao je reci Hattie Wright.
Whatever she asks.
Šta god bude tražila.
She can have it.
Imaće to.
Praise God.
Slava Bogu.
She had a crippled up sister that was sitting in this corner.
Imala je tu sa strane sestru koja je bila u invalidskim kolicima.
She was all crippled up like this.
Bila je skroz, znate kako oni izgledaju.
She had her parents that were there, elderly parents.
Imala je stare roditelje.
She was very poor.
I u svemu tome vrlo siromašna žena.
And she said, well, what should I ask?
I pitala se, pa šta mogu da tražim?
See, it wasn't Brother Branham speaking to her, telling her what she needed to ask.
Vidite, nije brat Branham njoj rekao šta ona treba.
Because Brother Branham says this.
Jer brat Branham je rekao ovo.
He was expecting her sister to be healed.
On je sam očekivao da će tražiti iscelenje svoje sestre.
Brother Branham thought that Sister Hattie might ask for her parents.
Možda je mislio da će sestra Hattie tražiti za njene roditelje.
They were sick and old in their body.
Bili su stari, bolesni u telu.
He said if she would have asked for $1,000,000.
Rekao je da je zatražila $1,000,000.
It would have dropped right in her lap.
Palo njoj u krilo.
But her faith was beyond all those. redemption of my two boys. And when she asked that request, those two teenage boys that were snickering and laughing and joking, they ran into the room and they fell on their knees and repented and they were saved. That's power. That's restoration. But it's also enforcement. It's got to come out of your mouth. The written word must become the spoken word. I've got 6 more minutes.
Imam samo 6 minuta još.
That's what we need to do here tonight.
Zbog toga, to je ono što mi moramo ovdje učiniti večeras.
We need to speak to Satan.
Moramo govoriti Sotoni.
And say, give it back.
I reći, vrati to nazad.
That's what he's talking about.
To je ono o čemu on govori.
Restore it.
Obnovi to.
Now he's going back to Joel chapter 2.
Sada se vraćamo u Joila drugu glavu.
Are you with me, friends?
Da li me pratite?
Bring your thought subject to the word now.
Podredite svoje misli Bogu sada.
Restore all things.
Obnoviti sve stvari.
Not some things.
Ne po neku stvar.
Restore all things.
Već obnoviti sve stvari.
Praise be to God.
Slava Bogu.
Bring it back to its right owner.
Vratiti to nazad svom pravom vlasniku.
I want to say this to you right now.
Želim vam sada reći.
Things that are in your heart.
Stvari koje vam leže na srcu.
That you need from God.
Što vam treba od Boga.
Are already on their way to you.
Već su upućene prema vama.
It's already from the heart of God.
Već dolazi od Božjeg srca.
He's here to give it to you tonight. If you only believe.
Samo ako budete vjerovali.
And if Satan has robbed you,
i ako vas je Sotona opljačkao,
of the privilege,
ukrao vam tu privilegiju,
of being a son of God,
da budete Božji sin,
or a daughter of God,
kćer Božja,
we have a right this morning.
Imamo jutros pravo.
Now he spoke that in a morning service in Jeffersonville.
On je to rekao na jutarnjoj službi u Jeffersonville.
Here we are in Serbia in the evening time.
Evo nas u Srbiji u večernjem vremenu.
The promise is still the same.
Obećanje i dalje isto.
Because he's the same.
Zato što je on isto.
Yesterday.
Juče.
Today.
Danas.
And forever.
Zauvek.
I wonder how many believe that here.
Koliko vas to veruje?
So if Satan has robbed you,
kako Sotona vas je opljačkao,
we have a right this evening,
a mi imamo pravo da to večeras,
by the Holy Spirit,
kroz Duha Svetog,
to enforce the claim of God,
da primijenimo silom autoritetom, da silom autoriteta zahtevamo to od Boga,
and say, bring them back,
i da kažemo, vrati ih nazad.
Amen. Souls,
duše
of men,
ljudi,
souls of
duše
women,
žena,
souls of your children,
duše male dece,
and you had a need in your family,
a vi imate potrebu,
and you brought your young people,
i to je
and your children,
mlade, malu dece,
to these services,
na ovim slučaju,
and you didn't know this,
a oni nisu to znali,
but God was already dealing on a heart of a minister,
da,
back in Canada,
Bog već radi negdje na srcu nazad propovednika,
to come and preach this message here tonight. I will restore.
Ja ću to obnoviti.
I will restore.
Ja ću obnoviti.
That's a promise.
Obećanje.
Not for in the Bible.
Ne u Bibliji.
But for 2009. God is here to restore.
Bog je ovdje da vam obnovi.
He's in the service to restore.
On je ovdje u službi.
And to give it back to you.
I da vam to vrati nazad.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
He's afflicted you.
On vas je možda povredio.
And made you sick.
I učinio vas bolesti.
I wonder where our Polish sister is right
now. Pitam se gdje naša sestra Poljakinja.
That had the prayer request.
Koja je željela da se molimo za nju.
Is she in the service?
Da li je tu na službi?
Just stand to your feet.
Ustani sestro.
I want you to hear this.
Želim da čuješ ovo.
And I want we as a congregation
ja
to hear this.
Da mi kao čitava zajednica čujemo ovo.
If he has afflicted you.
On te je mučio.
And made you sick.
I razboleo te.
We have a right.
Mi onda imamo pravo.
Before God.
Pred Bogom.
To enforce the laws of God.
Da primenimo silom Božije zakone.
Are you listening?
Da li čujete?
By his stripes.
Njegovim ranama.
We are healed.
Mi smo izlečeni.
Amen. Not might be healed.
Ne možda iscelili.
Maybe she'll be healed.
nazad.
We're here tonight to say, bring her back.
Mi smo ovdje da kažemo, vrati je nazad.
To her right health.
U njeno ispravno zdravlje.
Is anyone else here sick in your body? Stand on your feet.
Samo ustanite ko je bolestan. Samo ustanite bolestan.
Anyone here?
Svako ko je bolestan nek ustane.
Sick in your body.
Ako imate bolest u
tijelu. And you'd like to enforce.
I želite da.
The word of God.
Primenite silom.
Say, Lord, I believe. By your stripes.
Ja vjerujem.
I am healed.
Ja sam iscijeljen.
Turn him loose.
Pusti me.
Turn her loose.
Pusti nju.
You're taking him out of here.
Odavde.
Under death. You're taking them out of here.
Ti ih odvodiš odavde.
Under death.
Pod smrću.
And we claim them.
A mi ih zahtjevamo.
We bring them back now.
Zahtjevamo njih sada da se vrate.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Would our sister please come forward?
Sestro, molim te dođi napred.
And everyone that's standing, just remain standing.
Ste ustali,
you that have a need in your body.
Is there... koji imate potrebe u telu.
If our musicians could please come.
A muzičari, možete samo doći, molim vas.
I wonder who else in the service
pitam se ko još
has a spiritual need.
Na ovoj službi ima potrebu duhovnu.
Spiritual request.
Duhovni zahtev.
And you'd like to stand on your feet.
I vi možete ustati.
Say, I have a desire.
Recite, ja imam želju.
Before the Lord.
Pred Gospodom.
And I'm believing tonight.
Ja vjerujem večeras.
I'm here for a restoration.
Ja sam ovdje da bi bio obnovljen.
I am here to say, Lord, I believe.
Ja sam ovdje da kažem, Gospode, ja vjerujem.
All things are possible.
Sve je moguće.
Friends, just forget about everybody else.
Zaboravite.
You talk to God yourself.
Samo govorite sami Bogu.
You believe for God yourself.
Vjerujete Bogu.
I wonder if our sister could just come
sestro,
forward.
Dođi samo napred.
Brother Juriš.
Uroše.
Janko.
Janko.
Vladimir.
Agumire.
Brother Poulter.
Brother Poulter.
Brother Thomas. Just let's lay hands on our sister.
Dođite, all ministers, please come.
Lord, I believe all things are possible. I believe. First, friends, you that are in the congregation.
Kao prvo, vi koji ste ovdje sada.
Before you pray for yourself.
Pre nego što počnete da se molite u sebi.
Let's all pray for this sister.
Hajde da se pomolimo za ovu sestru.
Amen. I finished in an hour.
Završio sam za sat.
But I don't think the Lord's done with your lives yet.
A mislim da Bog nije završio s vama.
Amen.
And we're not done with Satan either.
A niti sa Sotonom još nismo završili.
He's a liar.
On je lažo.
He's a bluff.
On je blefer.
He's a destroyer.
On je uništitelj.
He's a killer.
On je ubica.
There's a little boy in our church.
Jedan mali dečak u našoj crkvi.
I think he's about 10 years old.
Mislim da ima 10 godina.
And the doctors gave him a 53-page report.
A lekari su dali izveštaj od 53 stranice.
53 pages.
53 stranice izveštaj njegove bolesti.
Of sicknesses and ailments that are in his body.
Od bolesti o svim tim elementima njegovog tela.
Problems in his brain.
Imao je probleme sa mozgom.
Problems in his heart.
Problem u srcu.
Problems in his lungs.
Problem u plućima.
So we just brought him forward at our young people's camp.
I mi smo ga na omladinskom kampu pozvali napred.
And I invited all the young boys that was there in the camp.
Pozvao sam svu omladinu koja je bila na kampu.
They were from 6 years old to 12 years old.
Bili su od 6 do 12 godina.
To come and lay hands on this young man.
Da dođu i polože ruke na tu devojku.
And I took the Bible like this.
Uzeo sam ovako Bibliju.
And I said the doctors have 53 pages.
Rekao sam lekari imaju 53 stranice.
Of a report.
O ovoj bolesti izveštaj.
We have another report.
Mi imamo drugi izveštaj.
We have another report.
Imamo jedan drugi izveštaj.
Now whose report are you going to believe?
A koji izveštaj ćete vi vjerovati?
We laid hands on that little boy.
Položili smo ruke na dečaka.
I believe God healed him and set him free.
Bog ga iscelio i oslobodio.
And I believe here tonight.
I ja vjerujem večeras ovdje.
Our precious sister.
Da naša draga sestra.
Is going to be healed.
Biće izlečena.
I want every person in this room.
Da svako u ovoj zgradi.
I want you to be praying with us.
Želim da se smolite sa nama.
After we pray for her.
Nakon što se pomolimo za nju.
Then we're going to pray for you.
Mi onda ćemo se moliti za vas.
Hallelujah.
I just feel to do something.
Želim, osjećam da treba da učinim nešto sada. Bog te blagoslovio, sestro.
I wonder how many in the congregation have need.
Pitam se koliko vas ima potrebu u zajednici.
And believe that God has sent to your ministry.
I verujete da vam je Bog poslao propovednike, brata Uroša, brata Janka, brata Dragomira, brata Reja, brata Kloda i mene samoga. Znate, brat
Branham,
imao je mnogo skupova i mnogo puta išao u razne gradove i imao je molitvene redove i dolazili su propovednice.
God bless you.
Bog te blagoslovio.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hvala ti, Gospode, za sve što si učinio među nama, Gospode. Hvala ti, Gospode, za isceljenje naše duše, Gospode. Hvala ti, Gospode, za otkrivenje, Gospode. Hvala ti za našu porodicu, Gospode. Hvala ti za znak, Gospode.
Haleluja.
Sing a few worship songs before we go. Is that okay?
Amen.
Ljubav. many believe the word tonight?
Koliko verujete od vas u reč večeras?
I was just asking the Lord.
Samo sam pitao Gospoda.
How he would want us to close the service.
Kako da završimo ovu službu?
And he just spoke to me in my heart.
I on mi je rekao u srcu.
And he said, I love worship.
Rekao je, ja volim proslavljanje.
Amen.
Amen.
I just feel as we go tonight and before we go.
Ja osjećam da pre nego što odemo večeras odavde,
that we can just love him just a little bit.
Da bi trebali još malo da mu pokažemo ljubav.
And come back tomorrow morning.
Da kad se vratimo sutra ujutru.
Don't stay up too late tonight fellowshipping.
Nemojte previše dugo da se zadržavate noćas.
We need to come back refreshed and renewed.
Moramo odmorni da dođemo.
So I'll just sing another song or two and turn it back to Brother Janko.
Otpevaćemo još jednu do dve pesme I onda predajemo službu bratu Janku.
He is our peace.
On je naš mir.
He is our peace.
Amen.
Naš mir.
To Brother Janko, amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart.
Yeah.
budite zahvalni, amen.
Amen. Give thanks to the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Želim samo još par reči da kažem.
I would like to say only a few words.
Verujem da ćete razumjeti ono što hoću da kažem.
I believe you will get my thought.
Mi nismo ovdje samo da doživimo nešto lepo.
We're not here only to feel something nice.
Nego mi imamo jednu dužnost.
But we have a responsibility.
Da ponesemo to nazad.
Yes. To bring back home.
Sjećate se onih gubavih?
Yes. You remember that leopards?
Koji su išli?
That went.
I vidjeli su blagoslove.
And they've seen the blessings.
I oni su se najeli.
And they've eaten.
I onda su rekli.
And then they said.
Mi ne činimo dobro.
We are not working. We are not doing well.
Mi treba da kažemo i ostalima.
We have to go back and tell the others.
Amen. Jovan Krstitelj je dao jedno svedočanstvo za Isusa.
And John the Baptist gave a testimony for Jesus.
I on je rekao
said,
da mu je Bog otkrio
the Lord,
da
revealed him,
da onaj na koga siđe duh,
the one that the spirit will descend,
i ostane na njemu,
and stay,
to je taj.
That's the one.
I vidite, ovaj duh treba da ostane na vama.
And you see, the spirit has to stay on you.
Vi treba da ga ponesete
you
sa sobom.
Have to carry it along with you.
Ovo što vidite ovdje,
what you see here,
je ono što je brat Claude propovedao,
is that the thing that brother Claude preached,
to su otvorena vrata,
that are the open doors,
koje vam pomažu da pobegnete iz Laodikeje.
To get away from Laodicea.
I mi znamo da nas je prvo kućio.
And we know that the prophet taught us,
da svi mi
that all together
smo jedni kreatori atmosfere.
Are the creators of atmosphere.
I kada dođete u vašu crkvu nazad.
And when you get back to your church.
Sjetite se, vi možete kreirati atmosferu.
You remember, you are creators of atmosphere.
Vi treba da kreirate ovakvu atmosferu.
You have to create such kind of atmosphere.
I to će zatvoriti usta svima.
And that will close the mouth of everyone.
I ljudi će vidjeti.
And the people will
da
see
to nije samo na papiru.
That it's not only the pages.
Da to nisu samo simboli kao što je brat čitao.
Only the symbols, as
već je to postala realnost u vašem.
But that's a reality in your life.
I zato smo ovdje.
And that's why we are here.
Da sretemo realnost.
To meet this reality.
I da to toliko zavolimo.
And to love it so much.
Da smo odlučili
that we decide
da se to više nikada ne odvoji od nas.
That it will never divide again from
mi želimo Boga koji je živi Bog.
We want to have a living God,
da ga ponesemo sa sobom.
To carry him
na svako mjesto gdje god da idemo.
Every place we go,
i to je ono zbog čega smo
ovdje. That's why we are here.
I ovi skupovi nam otvaraju vrata za to.
And these gatherings are opening the doors for us.
I ja vjerujem da vidite razliku.
And I believe that you can see a difference
između pomazanja Laodikeje u crkvama,
between the anointing of the Laodicea on the churches,
i otvorenih vrata koje su
tu, and the open doors that are open here.
Amen. Amen. Neka vas Gospod Isus blagoslovi.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. Možeš reći tako u tihosti. Ako neko želi da ostane da sedi malo dok braća pevaju, sviraju, možete u tišini možda srediti utiske sa službe, neke misli zadržati, ne morate odmah svi izaći, da ne bude gužva, i onda postepeno svako na svoje mjesto. Znači, braća će svirati, sestre će svirati, pevaće još malo, i prosto ostavite neka to seme dobro legne u vašem srcu i razmišljajte na time što ste primili, da to ostane sa vama.